Well, hello again, and it's... Where were we? Oh yes, that's right, I was saying how we got cut off the last one, got cut off again. Can you believe that? Again! I don't believe it! Anyway, yes, where were we? Oh yes, we were on Sunday week ago, wasn't it? It was the All-Ireland hurling final between Tipperary and Kilkenny. Sadly, the Cats of Kilkenny won. Thus denying Tipperary the chance to have two successive wins of the All-Ireland hurling final, senior hurling final, I think it was. So we watched the end of that, and I think we probably tottered down the hill to Kitty Moat, our local bar, and had a couple of jars down there that Sunday eve, before popping home and having, I think actually we had Mum's moussaka, which she cooked over here in England, and brought it over. It was absolutely fabulous. Treat me the recipe one day, or do an audio booth with the recipe one day as well, because it is to die for. And really, really good filling, wholesome thing with the garlic bread. In fact, we actually ran out of garlic bread. I've could have got more, because I've been about a year of sticky, and it's getting super value. It's like guilty, but there you go. These things happen, don't they? So that was the Sunday. And on the Monday, what the hell did we go on the Monday? Monday, I think, did we do Goldstone again or did we go elsewhere? Oh, that's right, yeah, we popped about in Clonakilty, that's right. And I took the laptop into DeBarra's, which is a world renowned folk club. All the greats play there. There's a Hendrix guitar, yeah, boxed up behind the bar, you know. I went in there because they got Wi-Fi and all the rest of it. And, so it was easy just to catch up on the company Twitter and check emails and catch up with gossip and what have you. Do a couple of job applications as well, because obviously we're on holiday, but you've still got to, you know, try and get something to line up when you get back. Sadly, nothing happened on that long. Along those lines anyway, but it's all based on Tuesday anyway. So I think we just popped back there and then had a game, probably had a barbecue meal on Monday evening. On the Tuesday, Poppy had to go back, she was really having that long weekend, so she was flying back to Ebro, so John and Jane are parents and myself took her back to Cork Airport. Well, I wouldn't say we literally heard on the flight, obviously that would be inhumane. Plus that week we got through the security check on the rest of it now for airside to do with that anyway. So, we just sort of tell her down the drop-off point of the car park outside the general building, and off we went. And I think we also got down to Mary Ann's that time. Mary Ann's, which is in Kelsey Town, in the County Cork, which is what's called brilliant, brilliant place. Pub of Ireland, okay. Not Southern Ireland, as I rebut or rebut it for saying that in my first video of holiday booth. Apologies about that. Yeah, I've slapped your list. And you know who you are. And anyway, I'm digressing yet again. I'm in danger of getting cut off again. But anyway, Mary Ann's is a fantastic restaurant, pub restaurant. In Carter Townsend. Carter Townsend being made famous, I think it's some of the Ross when they did the RSRM and what the writers of the set resided. Many moves again, I think. And we had one of the best seafood challenges you are likely to sample. It really good, thick, creamy, nice and the rest of it. And so honestly, I remember. I think we went to on the Sunday. That was it. Sunday we'd also gone, or did the one of the days we had actually gone over that weekend down to Crookhaven, to death beyond Skull, pronounced or spelt Schull, and Skull, to give you the Gaelic for you, and so anyway we got there and had a challenge there, and it was a bit. Yeah, well, to say it was a fish seafood challenge would probably be kind of a conflicting with the drink description, is that there was more potato than fish in it. I mean, okay, it was put a chowder to go, and if you want it, you know, a sort of potato sort of chowder, yeah, good. Great, hit on the nose. Wonderful photograph of the bar actually at that place in Crookhaven. So yeah, this place has gone for a dog. You see these two, this photograph of two terriers. So we're lucky, you know, sure sheep are lucky, you know, it was have owned the place, you know. And so anyway, back to Marianne's, which as I said, I can't recommend highly for you. And I'm going to recommend it so highly that if you've got to go there, you look it up, go it, I think it's Marianne's.com, Google it. Google.ie and type in Marianne's, and really, really, really good. This is not just chowders, they do supplement food as well. Fish, non-fish, yeah, vegetarian meals, yeah, steaks and chicken dishes and stuff like that. It really is a brilliant, brilliant place. I mean, you're getting bugger all over reception downtown Italy, but hey, we're having a good time, yeah. Jar of Murphy's and the nice seafood chowder, you know, and glorious weather, which we did actually at that time. Then obviously, yeah, we've then you're in your element, really, you know. And so there you go. Now, having let Carter Townsend, I've gone down the obligatory, you know, sit pose on the key for four tours. Now, you've got to have the four tour session there on the key. I think we pops it back and stopped off at Scally's. Scally's a brilliant super venue, supermarket, Clonic Hill. Again, another one place to go. Supermarket, I mean, yeah, why can't supermarkets here in the UK not emulate these ones here in the Republic of Ireland? Sometimes, Republic of Ireland. And, because it's worth a lot, and Eugene, the manager, you know, he's, I think he's a friend of a friend, family friend, so he kind of knows us. But he's out there, you're nattering to the customers, and yeah, okay, can we do this? When was the last time you went to your local Tesco or Waitrose or Morrison's or Asda or whatever, you know? And so, yeah, I had the manager coming around saying, yeah, he said, can we do anything for you? Do you like this? Yeah, and you can, yeah, they take comments and feedback and list it on as they go now. Yeah, you tell me a supermarket in the UK does that. Also, tweet, please, twitter.com/RonnieJenkins. A couple J, if you don't mind. Okay. So, anyway, yeah, we've gone back to Scally's. Then we popped out to do the important crossword in the Irish Times. Time to be living. And I'm not getting paid to say that, sadly. So I won't say it again. Right, that was the Monday, or was it Tuesday? Tuesday, yeah, absolutely Tuesday. So, Wednesday came up again. And I'm desperately trying to drag from the memory. It's only 2 weeks ago, I've forgotten already. Aye! what the hell? Did you tell me Wednesday? Wednesday. Well, no, I discovered I'd lost. I haven't got a single solid number in the Euro Millions draw on Tuesday. I do remember. What was that the wrong week? Wednesday. What did we do on the Wednesday? I don't completely believe it. Okay. Yeah, talk about yourself for a minute. Normal service will be doing. In a week you do too. Oh dear. I love it, you go on holiday, yeah. Have a great time. Such a great time, you can't remember the darn thing you did, you know. Let's have a look now, see. This is so bad. I'm gonna use my wife, but phone a friend of this, right, tell you. Oh, the joy's been the dough. It made me turn to mush. What the hell did I want to do? There we go. I'm just gonna pause this for a second and wrap the brains. Well, then again, yes, I remember what 5% of what we did on the website went to court Matt, then we caught Matt Sherry. And having done a walk over the park and some head, the first test, well, done maybe the fourth, admittedly, because you kind of, when we've done our charity walk, yes, for you, Oris, we will continue those audio booths, not too distant future. But when you've done a walk, you kind of get into stride. Okay, right, well, so anyway, we did that, and that's right, yeah, we went to Groyers, so we had fish and chips for lunch. Best you do, okay, it was nice. Could have been larger fish, I suppose. That would be my only grumble. The portion of fish is a bit on the, probably on the kiddie side, really. But anyway, it was enjoyably washed down with a pint of Murphy's. And, stop it. And we, I think, potted about that Wednesday afternoon. Some more barbecuing and what have you, and more merriment and enjoying the crack get back to crack, CRAIC, just in case you thought I'd done something completely different. And so that was Wednesday. And can I fit the next video? On the Thursday, now Thursday we did a first. Always good to do first on holidays, and this was no exception. The first we went down to Toe Head, which is sort of just in County Cork, about two sort of points, if you like, from the Kerry Cork border. And this place called Toe Head, and I might actually put some photos up on Twitter. So if you go to twitter.com. / Robbie Jenkins, capital J again, if you don't mind, and you'll be able to see something. And I'll put those up for you very soon. The Toehead's a great place because you find this. We had the family archaeology as well, through my dad. So, that was all set for doing a big walk. Okay, why not? We've done Lochine, on the previous as well. And anyway, I digress. Told you, memory, eh? Well, the Toehead is great because it's a little peninsula that sort of straddles Dumanus Bay on one side and Bantry Bay on the other side. So, headland that goes, juts out. And right at the very far tip of Toehead is a lighthouse, but 2 kilometres back from the lighthouse, it is cafe, which, as I say, you've got views over both bays. So, if you're sitting there looking sort of south west down to the tip of the head, on your left, you can say you've got the Mammoth Bay, and on your right, for that Bantry Bay. Okay, and it was really, really enjoyable. We decided actually for the next charity, a future charity walk. Okay, so. Either Ice Pills, twitter.com, or Saturday Jenkins for more information. So, that was a first that we did. Now, whilst we did that, Gold and Nikki, Mum's sister and brother-in-law, went up to just north of, they went up to Kenmare, Captain Kerry, they had to do some bits up there, came back with the obligatory Stone of Muscles. Now, Stone of Muscles, if you think, a bag of coal, lard or potato, whatever, the sort of things you see, table hard. Stone and Muscles we got from somebody about 50 euro, 20 euro, something like that, absolutely ridiculous price. So we had those for supper. Well, those about some muscles. Those for supper. And I think we made about a good 4 mils out of that stone. We still had to couldn't drink some more, had to put them right back in the sea. See, recycling. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you guys because I can see my time is ticking away and I will be back very shortly.